Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody knows it's summer weather.
glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God, the glory. God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, let your power flow and let it come down in Jesus' name. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I hope you all are hearing me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come ask Pastor Bill. He should give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Pastor, we can hear you.
Amen. Okay, cool.
And thank you for that song. The scripture I'd like to share is Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for this day, thanking you, Father God, for all your many blessings, and we're so thankful, Father God, the song says we have won again, because we put our trust in you today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless all those that are listening by internet, those who have called in today, Father God. May your word touch us all, that there's something in the lesson that stands out, and that we can hold on to and be encouraged to just trust in you. Father God, bless all those who are sick and shut in. We know you are a healer, for your word tells us by your stripes we're healed. Be with those who are bereaved and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So comfort their hearts, Father God, and give them the courage to do this thing. They are able to do, Father God. Now, Lord, bless our pastor in a mighty way. As he teaches this word today, Father God, use him, Holy Ghost, as he makes this word plain unto us, Father God. And then help us to receive your word today, Father God, and meditate on it day and night. We give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Hallelujah. On yesterday, we left off talking about holiness opens the door. Hallelujah. And we came from 2 Peter 1 through 11 as our foundational scripture. And so we want to kind of go back there and point out at least five things must be. First of all, it must be by faith. In 2 Peter 1, and the second verse says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. According as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us, and I want y'all to hear that, have called us to glory and virtue. That's the call on our lives. We have been called to glory and virtue. Also, I want to say we've been called to this knowledge. the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the knowledge that we've been called to operate in, where it first starts with faith, okay? And I'm going to ask Pastor, and I'm hearing some stuff on my end. Are you hearing me, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I hear you.
Okay. Do you want to read that from the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. 2 Peter 1 and verse
2.
Okay. Grace and peace to you mixed over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Amen.
Yes. God expects for us to grow in faith. Now, see, a lot of people, they get faith, but they don't grow in it. They have one experience with faith, which happens to be the Word of God. But God expects for us to grow in there. God's power give us the ability to do, to live a holy life, a godly life, and that is through His Word. And brothers and sisters, I'm gonna tell you, if you got anything other than faith in the Word of God, you're missing it. Your faith needs to be in the Word of God. Hallelujah! It needs to be in the Word of God. So he urges us that according as his divine power had given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to the glory and virtue. Now, I understand, brothers and sisters, this is all going to come through faith, okay? Faith claims the victory. So let's look over here at 2 Peter again, 1 and 4. 2 Peter 1 and 4. Reads like this. Whereby are given unto us exceedingly and great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you, your ticket to the participation in the life of God, after you turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. Amen.
And then I like what he says over there in Philippians 3, 1 through 15. I'm going to ask Pastor to read that. That's Pastor to read it out of King James, and then perhaps even read it out of the Messenger Bible. But most importantly, if she'll read it out of the King James Version, and then we'll go to the next verse there, or the next section. Yeah.
So that was Philippians 3, Pastor.
Philippians 3, 1 through 15.
Okay, thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Reading from the King James. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To the right, the same things to you. To me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you, it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of contention. For we are the circumstances which worship God in the Spirit, rejoicing in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more signifies the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of Hebrew, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency, the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, the loss of all things, and do count them but done, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this. Pastor, we having a lot of background.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's where I am. I'm still in Kentucky, okay? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right, Pastor. All right, readings from the Message Bible, Philippians 3, 1 through 15. And that's about it. Be glad in God. I don't mind repeating what I have written in earlier letters, and I hope you don't mind hearing it again. Better safe than sorry. So here goes. Here's the fear of the barking dogs, those religious busybodies, bark and nobody. All they're interested in is appearance, nice circumcision, I call them. The real believers are the ones the Spirit of God leads to work away at this ministry, filling the air with Christ's praise as we do it. We couldn't carry this off by our own efforts, and we know it, even though we can lift for any thing our impressive credentials. You know my pedigree, a legitimate birth, circumcised on the eighth day, an Israelite from the elite tribe of Benjamin, a strict and devout adherent to God's law, a fiery defender of the purity of my religion, even to the point of persecuting the church. A cult observer of everything set down in God's law book. The very credentials these people are waving around as something special. I'm gearing up and throwing out with the trash, along with the else I used to take credit for. And why? Because of Christ. Yes. All the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life compared to the high privilege of knowing Jesus as my master firsthand. Everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog. I dumped it all into the past so that I could break Christ and be in peace. Yeah. You want petty, inferior branch of righteousness that comes from keeping a list of rules when I could get robust time that comes trust in Christ. That's right. I gave up all that inferior stuff that no Christ lately. Experience be a partner in his suffering and go all the way with him to death itself. There was any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I wanted to do. I'm not saying that was all that I had made, but I fell on my way, reaching out to Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friend, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I put my eyes on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not just back. So as we focus on the Lord, we want everything God has. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, holiness has to be claimed by faith. The holiness opens the door, but it has to be faith. Faith claims the victory. If I could just get you all to see that, the Bible says in 2 Peter 1:4, that through the exceedingly and great and precious promises, you may be partakers of the divine nature. The only way you're going to be a partaker of a divine nature is to take your part in faith, in this faith walk. Everybody that ever did anything for God, they had to do this faith thing. You know, it's about faith walk. And understanding what faith is. Faith is the word of God. It's literally the word of God. That's what faith is. It is your substance. That becomes your substance of what you're hoping for. Abraham was tried of his faith in the offering of Isaac. Over there in Genesis 22, read the story, 1 through 19. He was tried. The Bible says, Abram, our faith, and when you read this, even in Romans 4, he staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in the faith. Assurance by faith will produce what you need to be an overcomer in Ephesians 3 and 12. Also in 2 Timothy 1 and 12. But you have to see faith in terms of believing. It's acting on the word of God, okay? And that's important. But I guess one of the most things you could do is to put faith in Christ. And you may ask, how? If faith is the word of God, how are you going to put the word of God in Christ? Because that's what faith is. That's what God wants you to trust. That's what he wants you to have confidence in. That's how you became part of this divine nature. Okay? Gideon. Remember Hebrews 11 and 32? It's Gideon's faith. Let me tell you, brother and sister, faith will help you glorify God by being faithful and true. Isaiah 25 and 1. And hope, without hope, you have no faith. You got to hope that beyond that. But now I know, I understand the greatest of these is love. But you need hope. Hope brings about faith.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah was able to perform many, I'm just going to say one miracle in particular, the return, the shatter to confidence Hezekiah's faith. That's how that works. So the victory is in your faith. The reason you don't have victory and you're not claiming because you have a lack of faith. The more you trust the word of God and walk on it and believe in it, trust in it. Let me tell you what. The Bible says in Romans 10 that the righteousness of the law is a faith. That's what righteousness comes. It comes by faith, and it's in the word of God. You're not going to have righteousness by something you do. It's not going to happen. It has to be by faith. Every miracle you ever seen performed, it was by faith. The miracles that Jesus performed was by faith. Remember when Peter... who was that, his son-in-law over there in Mark 1? That was by faith, brothers and sisters. That was by faith. Peter understood that it was by faith. A lot of us need to understand that Jesus couldn't do a lot of healing there in Peter's house because of the people's unbelief. When he went to heal his mother-in-law, because of their unbelief. And I don't know who I'm speaking to, but sometimes you got to get them around these unbelievers. You got to get them around folks that ain't for what you are. I think about John Morant. That boy, he's supposed to be the face of the franchise. But everybody around him is negative and causing him to tumble down because of his association. That's what I said. It's important who you're associating with. You need to be around believers of the word, not denomination, not tradition, but the word of God. And I don't care where they come from, what color they are, or anything. As long as they're putting the word of God first. Because I'm going to tell you something. Temptation is going to come, and it's going to be for the trying of your faith. Yeah, you know, ask God for something, you watch temptation going to come. The enemy is going to get busy because he wants to show you it ain't like that. It hadn't stopped from the Garden of Eden. He's still doing the same thing.
All right.
But if you abound in faith and be thankful, you will see this come to fruition. I promise you that. You will see it come to fruition. If you want to have victory, your victory has to be in faith. And it has to be in faith in Christ, okay? But I want to say this before I close. That's one of the characters of believers. One of the characters of the saints is faith. See, people can't argue against the faith You know why? Because they can't argue against the word of God. If the word of God say that, all they have to do is accept it and walk in it, okay? Because the Bible says faith without works is dead, James 2:14.
Amen.
Just like righteousness. Your righteousness has to be the faith, and it has to exceed that of the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still on the road up here in Kentucky. I thank you all for my prayers, your prayers. I'm going to head back toward Georgia sometime tonight, and hopefully we'll be broadcasting from Georgia come tomorrow. But y'all keep me in your prayers. I truly appreciate it. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Because we're having a bad connection up here.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I just thank God we was able to make it through. Anybody else? Press
Amen.
One.
Yeah. God bless and travel in mercies, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Pastor. I sure appreciate it.